Trees of Varzea and Igapo have special adaptations to flooding and the extreme oxygen deficiency that accompanies saturated soil. Trees may become dormant and growth may cease completely. This is why trees in these ecosystems show annual growth rings, while those in terra firma rainforests, where growth occurs year-round, do not. Since nutrients are in limited supply, many trees produce toxic secondary compounds in their leaves, especially tannins, that are cheaper to produce. This protects the valuable leaves from loss to marauding herbivorous insects. Many trees show fruiting and flowering cycles that coincide with the seasons. Flowers are produced during the dry cycle, and fruits are developed by the time the flood starts. Fruits then drop into the water where they can be dispersed by water or fish. The ecological limitations imposed by prolonged flooding is behind the reduced diversity of flooded forests, to the point where some are dominated by one or a few tree species. Oxbow lakes are created by, form these unique U-shaped water bodies that are created when a curve in the river gets pinched off by the shifting sediments. As soon as the flow ceases, the sediments settle out, so the water is clear. Oxbow lakes often have a unique assemblage of aquatic species, including fish, otters, and caiman, a type of crocodile. You can see the oxbow lakes, the dark-colored, U-shaped bodies of water in this satellite image.